So continuing on with the theme of baptism, building on what I shared with the children, now I'd like to expand it a bit and share with you. And I'm going to, yeah, it's okay. I got my eye on the clock. So, we know that Jesus was not baptized using a bowl of any type. Indeed, at that time when John the Baptist came out of the desert and began to his prophetic ministry of preparing the way for the coming of the Lord, he didn't use bowls or anything like that. He was a very rough-looking person. His clothing was made of woven camel's hair, so you can imagine that wasn't exactly silky. And his food was locusts and wild honey. Now, that might be a balanced diet. Locusts, yeah. Wild honey, and water to drink. And he came out of the area in the southern part of Israel around the Dead Sea. There were some monastic communities down in that area. One of them was the Essenes. And it's thought that at some point he may have been involved with them in his schooling and learning. But he received an inspiration from God to leave and to become a voice in the wilderness, calling people to prepare the way, to make straight the path for the coming of the Lord. And in doing that, he began to attract crowds. Here was an eccentric, strange-looking individual. What he said, if you listened sincerely, made sense. But he was certainly an entertaining person to come and listen to. And so people from Jerusalem and Jericho and that area came out and they found him near the River Jordan. Some folks believe it was Bethany beyond Jordan. So just on the other side of the River Jordan from Jericho. And that was where his prophetic ministry began. And we would call him, I think, at least at the beginning of the 1900s, he would have been called a hellfire preacher. He had a message of condemnation and that it was time to get one's life in order to be prepared to receive the new king who was coming, the King of Kings and Lord of Lords. Jesus was living in Nazareth, which was north from where John's ministry was going on. And Nazareth was up near the Sea of Galilee, which the Jordan River flowed out of and came down towards the south and eventually ended in the Dead Sea, where it sort of evaporated. And up in Nazareth, word came that there was this prophet preaching down beyond Jericho. And Jesus had a feeling that this was something that he had been waiting for. He wasn't quite sure what it meant, but he felt, I need to go and hear. Not just what John was saying, but John's my cousin. I need to go and hear and see what my cousin is doing, and I can support him. And so Jesus, who had been looking after the family since Joseph's death, had picked up the carpentry business that Joseph had established and continued on with it, he said to his to the next brother in line, to James, this is my plan. I'm going to go down, hear what the prophet John has to say, and then I'm not quite sure what's going to happen after that. And James said, well, yes, I know that you've had this feeling for quite a while that something important is coming in your life. So I can handle the business now. I'm old enough. You've trained me. I know how to do it. I'll look after the family. You go ahead. And so Jesus left one day, and he walked and walked and walked. And finally he came to the Jordan River near Bethany beyond the Jordan, and there he found John. And a large crowd gathered on the banks of the Jordan River. And he listened to what John was saying, how John was saying to the people gathered, look, it's time to get your life in order. In order to do that, you need to confess that you have done things that you should not have done, and you haven't done things that you should have done. In other words, you've made a mess of it. And it's time to admit that and to ask for forgiveness so that you can have a new start in life. You can start with a clean slate and be ready for when the King of Kings comes. And the people listened. And some came forward. And John said, the way in which we're going to do this is that you're going to be baptized. May all be members of the faith that I practice, said John, but we need to start anew, and we're going to be baptized. And therefore, you're going to come in the river? Yeah, this dirty river. Yes, that's the one. You see all the brown, yes, right. Well, yeah. Mm-hmm. So you're going to come in the river, you're going to go under the water, and as you come out, you'll be baptized. And they started to do that. And Jesus got in line. And Jesus was in line, and he came to the edge of the bank, and he looked out at John, who was standing there in the stream. And John looked at him, and he thought, that person looks familiar. Ah, I haven't seen him for years. That's my cousin Jesus. What in the world is he doing here? And Jesus started to wade out into the water and came towards John, and John thought, he wants to be baptized? He's got nothing to change. He's never done anything wrong. How can he come to... I'm not even worthy to undo his sandals. How can he expect me to baptize him? And he said that to Jesus. He said, look, I need to be baptized by you, not you by me. And Jesus looked at him and said, John, just be calm. Just baptize me now, because that's the proper thing to do. And by doing so, I will be fulfilling, and you will be fulfilling, all the righteousness that God expects of us, the obedience that God expects of us. And so John thought, okay, you know what to do? You fall back into the water. It's running that way. Yeah, okay. If you want to hold your nose, you can do that. Yes, okay. And you're going to go down under the water. Yes, underneath. Oh, yeah, right. Okay, down you go. And under the water he went. And then John started to lift him up. He had been standing behind Jesus. And he started to lift him up out of the water. And as that happened, Jesus suddenly realized that this was the moment that he had been looking for, anticipating, because he could feel and see that the Spirit of God was coming upon him. It looked like a dove coming down gently and engulfing him. And as his head came up out of the water, he heard a voice saying, "This is my beloved Son, in whom I am well pleased." And there was such a feeling of joy and freedom and relaxation as Jesus realized, yes, now my job as a carpenter is behind me. There's a new way ahead, a new road that the Father will show me. And I know he will be with me through it into all that is ahead. Thanks. Thank you. And he came up onto the other bank of the river, away from where the crowd was. And he started off on his new path of life. The new path of life. And you know what the rest of the story is. In baptism, we are given the opportunity to experience the same presence of God with us. The coming of the Holy Spirit into us so that we may walk in the path that God has designated for each of us. So it may be the witness that God calls us to be to the love that God has for all people in the world. In baptism, we become a member of Christ, the child of God, and an inheritor of the kingdom of heaven. Thanks be to God. Amen.